The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Thursday, February 10th. Oh my, so much to discuss. Why are cities turning into urban hellscapes across the country? New York, San Francisco. There's a stunning piece in the Daily Mail from an addict and drug dealer on the streets who's definitely giving us some clues, like they pay me to be an addict on the street and sell drugs to other people and walk around and be a vagrant and a danger to society. So we'll get into some of those details. Plus, more COVID restrictions on the way out. How are Democrats trying to manage the message here? And the Freedom Convoy still going strong in Canada, which is fantastic news. We will get into all of that in a second. But I want to dive into the why have Democrats ruined cities? And how are they ruining cities? And what has to be done to turn it around? What are the ways we can make this stop? We'll get into it in a second. My pillows are amazing. I've got my pillows on my bed at home. I've also got the whole My Sleep system, which means a mattress, sheets, all of it. It's the best. I think that you're going to love the My Pillows. You're also going to love the My Slippers. They're 50% off right now. Have you ever tried these My Slippers? You can wear them inside or outside. This is going to be what you walk around your house in and out to get the paper, or I don't know if you get milk delivered to your door, if that's a thing people still do. But when you walk outside on the lawn, you're going to want these My Slippers on. All-day comfort, extra cushioning, indoor and outdoor slippers. Amazing. You get 50% off when you use promo code BUCK. That's 50% off when you use promo code BUCK. So check out their overstock sale as well. It includes deep discounts on select pillows, towels, sheets, and more. Go to MyPillow.com. Get those slippers, whatever else you want. Promo code BUCK at checkout. Why is it that when I walk out on the streets of New York City right now, it is still a miserable place where you can just tell it's not even a little bit back, if being back means having vibrancy, having a sense of momentum, of energy on the streets? And why is this the case in so many other Democrat-run cities right now? San Francisco obviously comes to mind. There is a piece in the Daily Mail. And this should get more attention from folks because, you know, they just had this report that drug overdoses in this country cost $1 trillion in lost productivity and expenses every year and over 100,000 lives. This is a national crisis. They can go around whining about climate change all day. That's not killing anybody, and it's not a crisis. But this is an actual crisis in this country and one in which the government does have a major role to play. This has to do with law and order. It has to do with the resources the government uses in our society. The piece in the Daily Mail is paid to be homeless in San Francisco. Fentanyl dealer says he moved to woke city because he's given $620 a month and the cops are like neighbors to him and don't arrest people. This article is stunning. It's honestly heartbreaking as well, but it is stunning when you read, because it really puts into very clear terms exactly what's going on in these cities, cities like San Francisco. You've got 8,000 homeless people estimated to be in San Francisco, okay? Think about that. Many of them are living in tents in the downtown area known as the Tenderloin, and most of them are in the struggle with chronic addiction, got extreme mental illness. Some of them walk around just in broad daylight, totally naked. I mean, a lot of them have obvious cries for help underway, and they're not getting it. Instead, they get drugs. Instead, they get the state of California pandering to this lifestyle because it is a choice. That's the part of this that I think was so interesting in the article. This guy says he's paid to be homeless. His name is James. It's my first name, too. A self-proclaimed junkie. And he says the city's soft-on-crime policies and government assistance make it easy to be homeless. He said he receives $620 cash and $200 in food stamps each month while he sells Narcan to addicts as well as fentanyl. He sells that to them, too. And just hangs out and watches streaming services on his phone because San Francisco and California make it so easy to be homeless. This is not, my friends, this is not humane. It is not charitable. It is not kind. You are allowing people who are having clear crises to wallow in self-destruction and misery and make the streets more dangerous for everybody else. Because yes, while most of the vagrants in the streets of San Francisco or New York aren't going to engage in violence against people around them, although that does happen too, when you have large concentrations of homeless that are struggling with addiction and severe mental illness in this way, there will be some who are violent, as we see. They'll attack an old lady with a baseball bat, or they'll push somebody in front of a train. That is going to happen. It has been happening. And there's just also much more lawlessness and petty crime. Addicts want their fix. They will steal. They will break the law. They will go into a store and fill a bag in front of everybody with stolen goods. It doesn't matter. All that matters is their fix. And so what is San Francisco and what is the Democrat response? Well, let's create. They're going in the wrong direction with everything. Oh, let's create more safe spaces. Let's create more places where you can shoot up. We'll give you clean needles. We'll give you clean crack pipes. This is the government, federal government, state government. This is what they're actually doing about this. And it's awful. In fact, in the Bay Area, this is real. There's now a public campaign underway to give homeless people spare rooms of Bay Area residents. Come on, you want to help with the homelessness problem? Take in a homeless person, give them the spare room in your house. How many Nancy Pelosi voting libs do you think are going to do that? How many of the Democrat-obsessed, double-masked elites who went to Berkeley or Bowdoin or Brown or whatever, who are living in the Bay Area, living in San Francisco, are going to say, you know what? I'm just going to take a random homeless person into my apartment because I want to fix this problem. No, they're going to call Republicans who say, let's enforce the law. They're going to call them racist. You say you want to clean up the streets and deal with the homelessness problem. They're going to say that you're a bad person. But they won't actually do anything themselves. That's why they vote Democrat. Voting Democrat, the best part of it is you get to think you're a better person than anyone else who doesn't vote Democrat just because you've cast your vote that way. Isn't that amazing how that works? So, yeah, they're saying give people your spare room. That's not exactly catching on very much at all. And last year alone in San Francisco, 712 people died of drug overdoses, 257 people in the Bay Area. This is according to Daily Mail. 257 people died in the same area of, I believe, the Tenderloin in downtown from COVID-19. I mean, it's remarkable when you start looking at the numbers. Here you go. A higher percentage of 8,000 homeless people in San Francisco, many of whom pitch tents in the Tenderloin, are struggling with chronic addiction or severe illness. 712 of them in the Tenderloin area, or that might actually be citywide, died of drug overdoses. 257 vagrants, homeless people, died of COVID-19. So far more of them are dying from drugs than COVID, just to give you a sense of the urgency of this health problem. That's just within that population of the homeless on the streets of San Francisco. So this is stunning. And this is the reality that we're seeing in cities all across the country, cities like New York, where I walk around and still have less safety on the streets. And I know the city very, very well. And I've lived in Manhattan for over 30 years of my life. And this place is not the same. You walk around at night, the street's a little more deserted. And it's all because of decisions, policy decisions that were made, decisions that people did not have to make and now don't want to be held accountable for. So this is what they're doing. I mean, they've taken us in the wrong direction on crime. They've taken us in the wrong direction on the law. And people are suffering, a lot of people, including the people they're allegedly trying to help. And this is the result of awful Democrat decision making. And they should all be thrown out of office for this because they're idiots. It's pretty straightforward. You know, world events have a more profound effect on our economy and markets than ever. In a day's time, the value of your stock market portfolio can go down a lot. You've got no control over that and really no way to protect the value of those accounts. But that's not the case with your savings account. There is a way to protect the value of your savings account and your IRA. Buying and owning gold is the best form of protection. It's been proven time and again to hold its value and grow in value in times of turbulent world events. I buy my gold from the Oxford Gold Group. They not only provide an easy and efficient transaction, they also make it possible for me to take physical possession of my gold. Buying, holding, and safely storing real gold is possible and easy to do with the Oxford Gold Group. Our partners at the Oxford Gold Group make it easy for your precious metals to be delivered to your home. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Having real gold delivered to your home or having real gold as part of your IRA is just a phone call away with Oxford Gold. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group, 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D. Here is even MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, who, remember, it's not that the crime results in misery and despair and deaths. That's not what gets the libs upset. It's the political consequences that may come from this. That's the part of it that they're saying, whoa, whoa, we got to figure something out here. Here is Scarborough on that and also on the border. Play clip 10.
This is going to be a huge issue in 2022. And from what I've seen, Democrats are way behind the ball on this issue. Of course, people get angry. They'll send tweets. I don't care. If you're a Democrat and you're in one of those swing districts in the House, crime better be the top issue. One of the top issues that you're talking about and getting crime down, because this is the issue that's on people's mind. And another issue that's on people's mind in those swing districts that Democrats don't want to talk about. Don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. The southern border. Democrats never talk about that. That's on swing voters' mind.
Yes, it is. Just because Scarborough says it doesn't mean it's not true. He is right about both of those things. That is how it is so obvious even Joe Scarborough sees it. But now the other part of this is, do Republicans understand this? They need to hammer this home. Democrats are turning every city in America into Detroit when it comes to despair and crime and homelessness. Or, I mean, San Francisco in some ways feels like it's even worse these days, at least in terms of quality of life crimes. They are ruining major cities in America, and it's been accelerating in the last 3 or 4 years. And they need to be held to account for this. Republicans need to be hammering this. And the wide open southern border, which allows for the flooding of our streets with fentanyl. It's all over this guy in the article I told you about, the Daily Mail piece. Selling fentanyl to kids, 15-year-olds, out in open air, broad daylight. Fentanyl is super dangerous, okay? Very easy to overdose on this. Is this guy even scared to talk to the press about this? No, he says the cops even see him doing it. They don't do anything. Cops aren't going to arrest him for this. He's selling illegal lethal substances in broad daylight to 15-year-olds, and no one cares. No one cares. Oh, maybe we could have another January 6th commission for the insurrection. Yeah. How many people in your hometown, how many people in your city, in your state have died from drug overdoses in the last 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? How many people have died from the January 6th insurrection in your state? Unless you happen to live in Ashley Babbitt's home state, the answer is none. And she, of course, was killed by the cops. So what exactly are the Democrats doing right now? It's appalling. It's appalling. And they should be ashamed, but they're incapable of shame. They are ruining cities all across America. And this needs to be why their party is destroyed in the upcoming midterm elections. We've got some updates on the COVID situation of mask mandates ending. We'll get to that in a second. Done for your real estate. That is what you need to know. If you want to become a real estate investor, it's a lot easier than you think. It's not as expensive as you think either. And you can draw upon a lot of expertise from my friends at Done for Your Real Estate. I have now gone through the purchase of several houses with Done for Your Real Estate as investment properties. And I'm trying to build for my future, for my retirement. Here's how it works. They help you pick the city you want to find a house in. Then they actually get you a broker to get you the house. And then they take you through the loan process, getting a management company on site in place to find a tenant. They handle everything for you. It's easy. It's straightforward. It's done for you. And now I get rent checks every month and I'm building up equity in the house and I'm growing over time. If I pick the right markets, and that's why they bring all this expertise, I'm growing in the value of the homes that I'm buying as well. So this is a great, stable, long-term play to build financial security for yourself. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works today. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. Like I said, I've bought now, I've bought four houses with my brothers in total. We sort of each are taking turns on it. But I've bought two of them myself through Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. So they are starting to allow the restrictions to expire in more and more places. Because, of course, COVID's basically, for this season, done. It's going to come back, but it's done for this season. The CDC is terrible. It's a bureaucratic monstrosity. People are figuring that out, too. But Jen Psaki is not among them. She likes the CDC. Can we play clip two, sir? Here's Jen Psaki responding to whether the CDC is irrelevant.
The CDC run the risk of becoming irrelevant in the minds of many Americans, given that their states are moving along ahead without them?
Well, I don't think the federal experts on health and medical advice should be irrelevant to Americans at a time where we're still facing a pandemic.
Yeah, that's the best she can do. Because anyone who pays attention knows the CDC is run by political hacks who are a joke and who have been horrible this entire pandemic. And the everyone at the top echelon of the CDC leadership should be fired. Every single one of them should be fired for incompetence, for failure to protect the American people, for willingness to go along as part of the Democrat apparatus of control and totalitarianism. Every single one of them should be. Same at NIAID, where Fauci is, NIH, said that Republicans should run on safe cities, secure borders, and abolish the existing CDC and replace it with something that actually will help the American people's health. It won't be a bunch of lifetime bureaucrat hacks doing the bidding of the DNC. All right, that's the show for today, team. Keeping it quick, but tomorrow I'll be back with more. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.